Oh, what is the title of this? Pregnant while masking? I don't know. What do I have? Pregnancy during a pandemic. I don't know. Is that catchy enough? Is that catchy enough?
Quarantine mama.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Melon Mom Happy Hour Podcast. I am Mama Mia, and I have the great honor of interviewing a new mom who we want to interview her because, of course, I was pregnant too, but that was at the beginning of the pandemic. So we just want to interview someone who is going through the transition stages of the world opening up, just to kind of compare how my pregnancy was to her pregnancy, but also to get some feedback from her. Just being a new mom, getting that fresh baby smell that's on the side of the neck, behind the ear, somewhere around there, to see what she has to say. We have Whitney Presley. Am I saying that right?
Yes, ma'am.
She is biracial with black and white. She's originally from Maryland. She is B. Will's friend. I am her friend through the internet. I follow her like her because we are women and we need to support each other. So even though we've never seen each other face to face, I will always click like, I'll always send that laugh. So if you never have a notification from me, just know that these kids have taken time from me. But she currently is living in South Carolina and she's been here for 3 years. I did not know that. So I have a lot of questions because South Carolina and me, I'm ready to pack these bags and go back to Maryland because I need all four seasons. And apparently South Carolina is strictly hot. Whitney is newly married to her husband, Eric. Congratulations to him for marrying a beautiful queen. He's the lucky one. she said they did have a quarantine wedding. So I also have a lot of questions for that. She says she had it at her home. Whitney is a full-time medical receptionist and rehabilitation technician for a rehab clinic. She said what started as a hobby turned into a little side business for about a year now. Always got to make that money and keep yourself busy. She's been painting her front porch some wooden welcome signs. Ooh, I got one. Some welcome signs, door hangers, some man cave, sports decor, and canvas paintings. Her husband and her have upscale wood plank and boards, and they turn them into household decor. Look here, we got a whole Esty. A whole Esty. She's a mom. Can I get a discount? Because Esty be expensive sometimes. But among all of those things, she is pregnant, and she's pregnant with her first child, who happens to be a girl, and this is the prize. She's going to be a Virgo, and she's going to be born in September. I'm born in September, so look, me and her are about to be best friends. So without further ado, welcome Whitney.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
So I know everyone asks, like, when are you due? So what is the due date that the doctor said?
So first it was September 29th. And then the medical assistant decided that it was September 20th. So we're just going to go with September 20th for now.
September 20th. That's still in September. It doesn't matter. So I'm September 8th. My husband is September 13th. No, shucks. That's his brother. September 11th. It's been a long day. Is it today Thursday? Today, I don't know what the date is. I just know it's Thursday. But yes, I'm so happy for you. You're having a girl. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to say anything bad, but congratulations.
Oh girl, you ain't got to say nothing bad. I'm already nervous. She's going to be mine.
Oh my goodness. First babies, period. I don't know. Even though I have 6 months, I still get baby fever. I'm not going to say that too loud because my husband might bust through these doors. But I still get baby fever. So whenever I see a little baby or whenever you post a picture of your little baby, I'm going to be like, let's have another one. And then I'm going to realize I'm already tired. So
you can never put a limit on it, though, now. Let me have this one first, and then we'll decide.
But babies are a blessing, and congratulations to you and your husband. Thank you. I'm so happy. I remember when I told Brianna, I was like, let's have Whitney. She's pregnant. She was like, how do you know? I'm like, oh, we're friends on Facebook.
Right. My friend now.
So just a couple of questions since you're a working mom and you're about to be a new mom, or a working woman and you're about to be a new mom. So how did you find out you were pregnant?
It's kind of interesting, actually. Well, we decided that we were going to start a family January 1st, 2021, because we're both in our 30s and we want to go ahead and get started. Mm-hmm. And it actually happened towards the end of January. My husband got COVID. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we found out, or I noticed right away, and we did our social distancing. Uh-huh. And I figured that's okay because, you know, the cycle about to be on, it's fine. Well, this was not a normal cycle. Cramping and breast tenderness, which is not normal for me. Uh-huh. So I knew right then and there, I was like, well, this is it. I waited a week till after we were out of quarantine, took a test, and boom, there we are. Little baby girl on the way.
That is very, I'm not going to say it's weird, but just for someone to say they plan to have a baby, I really don't hear that much. I hear it because we plan, because, did we? Yes. I'm going to say we plan. Yes, we plan. We plan our kids out. So just to hear someone else be like, okay, we plan to like start a family, that type of thing. So that's very different to hear that, but congratulations. And yeah, you guys, you definitely could wear that shirt. We did not social distance. Or you tried to. Right. You tried to, and your Uber's like, uh-uh. No, man. So how far along are you currently?
I am 27 weeks and 3 days. Ooh. So I am more than halfway there.
Yes. Once you hit the 20 weeks, it's like, yes, I'm almost there. And then 30 weeks, it's like, all right. And then 35, you're like, it's been 35 weeks for like 5 weeks now.
Right. I feel like I've already been pregnant for a year, but you know, it's all good.
Yes. Yeah. So I know, well, you're 27 weeks, and I know sometimes people do this. I try to do it in my last one. So do you have a birth plan?
A birth plan, I mean, of course, to have a healthy baby and for me to be healthy, but ultimately, I'm going to be having my baby at a hospital, which happens to be an hour away. Ooh. So if all goes well, and like my midwife says, 12 to 15 hours or whatever for your first child, mm-hmm. we should make it there in time. Mm-hmm. But also, I am actually considered high risk. Mm-hmm. More so like on the lower end because of my blood pressure being high. So if I can manage to keep it under control, they won't have to induce me at 39 weeks. But if so, then we will be planning to be induced. And then of course, an epidural is something I really, really want, but I don't know how that's going to go. So we'll just play it by ear, but natural is kind of how we're going. It's the plan.
Okay. So like I said, you're kind of in the happy medium of the world opening back up. For me, I was, even though my son was my third child, I wanted to labor at home as long as possible because mm-hmm. my daughter took so long. As they say, girls take longer. So I kind of
understand
when she said the 15 hour. So, but I think my contractions started at 1, and then we had to wait for my aunt and uncle to get here. And I think we left around like 5. And I was like, I'm not gonna do the epidural. I'm like, I'm laboring long enough, and it's just the whole mess. But it was a great delivery. Got there and they were like, you gotta get fluids in you. And like I was checking the bag, my husband was checking the bag, and then I was like, I wish they would have told me that I was 9 centimeters before I got the epidural. I'm like, I could have waited. But at 7:30, right. 7:53, he was born. So it wasn't too bad. 7 hours in labor, so not too bad. But I couldn't kill him. He was putting a bed together while I was having contractions.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, me and Eric are gonna go through this together all the way. There's no other option. He's gonna be there.
Now people will give you a ton of advice, but I know, like, I don't know your pain tolerance, but I always, like, every day I was telling my husband, like, okay, I don't want epidural, like, this and this, because I know when I'm in pain, I'm like, don't talk to me. I'm like, you tell me. You tell him how I feel right now. He'd be like, I don't know your pain. I'm like, you tell him. So the best advice I can give is tell your spouse or whoever's going to be in the room with you, tell them your birth plan. So when it comes down to it, like, you kind of stick to it. But like, he asked me like 4 times, are you sure you want epidural? Are you sure? Because you said you didn't want it. Are you sure? And I was like, I think I want it. He was like, yeah, you're in a lot of pain. But he laughed at me.
Super cool, right?
I'm glad I did it. So, like I said, I know you'll receive a lot of advice. So what is the best advice you've received and who was it from so far since becoming pregnant?
I can't really specifically say who, because several people have told me about it. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of, nervous. Everyone says don't compare your pregnancy to anyone else's.
Yes.
Because every pregnancy is a different experience. So that was probably the best advice, because it really calmed me down knowing that, like, I may be experiencing something different from what my best friend or the girl over there, you know, it's all going to be different. So I'm glad someone told me that, because I was really, I mean, Google was tearing me up.
So I understand that, because me and my sister, we were both pregnant. She was doing September and I was doing December. But of course, we're two different people. We were both having boys, and her pain tolerance is different from mine. Your baby, my son, he was like 7 pounds and I was 6 months. So I have huge babies because my husband is tall, but I just have huge babies. And her son came out like 7 pounds. Mine came out like 8 pounds. So when I give advice, I'm just trying to give like generic basic advice. I'm not gonna like, no, go in there and tell them this because this is what I did, because every pregnancy is different. I have 3 out there that I can attest to. Every pregnancy is different, because my daughter, I say this all the time, if my daughter was first, she would be the only child.
We gonna find out about baby girl.
So my son, he set the standard. He was my first son, Colton. He was born in 4 hours. And I was like, I can do this again. Oh, I was natural. Yep. I pushed him out in 4 hours. So that's how my daughter came along. And I was like, you know what? I need to let my body rest for a little bit. And then here comes Junior. And he didn't do too bad. So I'm not going to say that. I already told Brianna we're not having a 4th one. So I'm going to just leave it at 3. We got 9 numbers.
Yeah, 3 is a good number. 3 is a good number.
3 is a good. See, I have a big family. My husband, it's just him and his brother. So he wants a big family. But I was like, I really don't want to leave it at 2, because you can only fight with one other person. But when it's 3 of you, 4 is not better. When it's 3 of you, you can fight with someone and leave somebody like off to the side. And then someone has to be like the baby of the family. So.
Yes, I agree.
And we have a dog. So there's 4. Bam. Thank you, B. Wills, for the dog from afar.
They count. Trust me, they count.
So have you had any pregnancy cravings?
Ironically, I thought I was going to have the worst cravings, because when I do get a craving not pregnant, mm-hmm. I need it. But in the beginning, I ended up losing like 15 pounds because I didn't want any food. Mm-hmm. So not really a craving, but more of like, I don't want food at all. Mm-hmm. However, lately, a McDonald's hot fudge sundae, I am willing to do whatever for that thing. And when they say my ice cream machine is broken, Lord, just don't come my way. Don't be in my way. It's a wrap. I am angry. Just don't talk to me for the rest of the day. So that's it.
So, before I get into my other question, I remember I went to Charlie's, the little cheesesteak place, and it was like, they closed at 8, and I got up there at like 7:56, and I hate people that do this, but the guy was like, we're closed. I'm like, honey, I said, we are hungry. I'm like, you better throw some steaks on that grill now. And when I left, I was like, I'm so sorry. I was just...
It'd be like that. Yeah, I mean, emotions, I just... What you want is what you want. And, you know, you want to give baby what baby wants.
Yes, I was so hungry, but I was like, I never would do that if I was not pregnant. But I really want ruined that cheesesteak. And I would have really been mad if it was nasty because I hate soggy bread. And if he would have let grease drip in that bread, I think they would have to like escort me away from that restaurant.
Pretty sure you would have been banned.
So, what are you most nervous about with, I guess, having the baby? And don't, since we are in a pandemic and kind of like in the unknown space of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably, so if I'm going to be just literal, it's going to be tearing during giving birth.
Yeah.
That's probably number one. And then number two is, I guess, like a complicated birth. Mm-hmm. As far as like an umbilical cord wrapped around the neck or having to have an emergency C-section because of breech. But also kind of in the back of my mind is just not having my mom there because she actually passed away in November of 2019. And I always imagine like her being there with me and going through this with me. Yeah. So that's kind of been like an overall anxiety for my pregnancy.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, but your baby girl is probably like getting all the love and stuff from your mom on the inside, so she's actually the one winning.
Yes, she's getting all the little whispers, and my mom's definitely telling her, you know, act up 10 times worse than Whitney. She, you know, was bad, so go ahead and pay her back.
My mom tells me that she's like, the way your daughter's acting is how you act, and I'm like, I don't believe that, but yes. Your daughter,
right, we were angels. What are you talking about?
Your daughter is definitely getting advice from her. So did you go to any birthing classes, or besides, I know YouTube is our friend in this day of time, but did you do any virtual birthing classes or anything like that?
I haven't done any yet. With that being said, I don't know if this is like a all-around thing, but my OB, she has, or they set up this thing called centering. So I'm not sure if that's an actual thing that other people do or whatever, but it's basically like a group of women all pregnant about the same time. And they kind of go over every topic with you as a group. You ask questions. So that's kind of been, I guess, more or less like my classes. Mm-hmm. That's what all of my appointments have been. So I haven't done any birthing classes. I will probably sign up for something free through the hospital system I'm with. Okay. So we'll go that route.
Hold on one second, my son. He does it every time.
I can't wait. Look, contact me back in about like 5 months.
Sorry about that. Don't dot that from my time. So, so as we were talking, I know with having a newborn, have you thought about if you're going to breastfeed or try formula?
Oh yeah, the goal is to breastfeed. One, it's cheaper, and two, I think that will make our bond a little stronger. With this being my first one, I'm not really sure, you know, what I'm doing. So I think breastfeeding will definitely help with a lot of things. If I am not capable of breastfeeding, of course, bottle feed, obviously, but the goal is for me to breastfeed, or, you know, be able to pump.
Mm-hmm. So I will never say breast is best, but I guess I can't say that because, all three of mine are breastfed or have been breastfed. I think the oldest was about 18. I did him 18 months. My daughter, 15 months, and I went cold turkey listening to my husband. Don't do that. That was the worst week of my life. And then Junior, being as though his birthday's in December, I might try to go like 16 months. I don't know. But I know like some people, I say the goal 6 months for some. Three, then I'm like, okay, you did 3 months. So it's three more months. But like I said, if you can't breastfeed, that formula is always there. But with breastfeeding, you get that bonding time. It is, I don't want to give you advice because like it's challenging, but it's so worth it. Like when you're tired, they're tired, and you're like nursing them, laying there, and you're like, I just want to go to sleep, and they look up at you with those little eyes, and you're like, I love you, but I'm tired.
Right.
But it's very amazing, and for me to be able to do it with all three kids, I'm glad, because my son's pediatrician, like, I really want to go off on her, because he was losing weight, and a lot of babies lose weight like a pound when they come out, and a lot of people don't know that. So I told her, after steady going every week, I told her, I said, if I was a first-time mom, I would have given up. I said, because you push formula on me and my son so much that I felt like everything I was doing was wrong. I said, thankfully, I've done this before, but I was like, you need to figure out how to accommodate breastfeeding mothers, nursing mothers, and things like that. Yes, I told her. So at one point I was like, do I listen to the doctor or do I just go with what I know? So I was like, okay, I'm gonna listen to her, because it's been a while, it's been 4 years, I know things change. But when I realized she was steady pushing, like, okay, you need to pick up this formula, it was never, okay, formula, and then you keep trying to produce milk and change this, change that, and try to like incorporate your breast milk in. So like 3 weeks in, I'm like, I'm not going to keep coming up here. I'm like, I just had a baby. He's 3 weeks old. Y'all ask me like questions like, has he been out the country in the last 6 months? He hasn't been alive for 6 months. So I'm just like, at this point, like, you're taking too much time away from me. Like, I need to get myself recuperated. I had two other kids at home that I'm steady being pulled from. And then we're quarantined. I mean, we're doing a pandemic, so my husband, he can't even come to the doctor's appointments with me, so I have to repeat everything back to him. So it was just a lot. So I had to tell her, like, okay, we're not coming back next month. Like, I'm going to try to do this. And now the boy is almost, like, 20 pounds. I'm like, I want to just take him to the doctor's office. Like, here, look, you see? I did this.
Yeah. So,
I know, like, a lot of times with these older doctors, and then with us being African-American, they have to kind of, like, accommodate us and listen to us. Mm-hmm. And me being his mom, I had to advocate for him, since he can't, and just be like, I want a nurse unless there's something, like, wrong with my milk that he's not gaining weight. And he finally started picking up weight. I'm like, lady, like, I'm tired, he's tired, and you're going to keep bringing him up here, taking off all his clothes, like, let us so
let's live.
I wish you luck on this breastfeeding journey. It is a journey within itself, but it's an amazing journey, and if it doesn't work, go ahead and pour that powder, pour that water. We're talking about formula, people. Talking about shake that bottle up and just enjoy that baby girl. So I guess my next question would be, what are some of the highs and lows you've experienced with being pregnant?
So let me start with the lows, because recently my emotions have been on like 1,000. And when I say 1,000, at work all day, I'm just ready to fight. Like, I'm on 10. I am ready. And then when I get home, I'm calm, I'm cool, collected. And then I get sad. And then, you know, next moment I'm happy. It's like, I'm all over the place. This roller coaster is mm-hmm. some serious stuff right now.
Yeah.
And let's see, besides that, pregnancy brain, clearly,
yeah.
Clearly. I have some little notes and stuff that I write down all the time, and then I put them somewhere and can't remember where. Mid conversation, forget what's happening. It's great. I love it.
With you forever.
I'm telling you, it's been interesting these last couple weeks. And then, of course, you know, the nausea in the beginning was a low, and then the acne, I don't know, it exploded all over my face. And I don't know if it's because of wearing a mask mm-hmm. or what it was, but it was not cute. But I'm glad I had a mask to cover that. So thank you, pandemic. As far as the highs, I would definitely say, recently feeling my baby, mm-hmm. baby girl, that has been interesting. I never thought I would be okay with it. I always thought, oh my God, there's going to be like something inside me. It's going to feel like an alien. It's going to be weird. I'm going to get sick, but it's been a great feeling. Mm-hmm. And, I do have an anterior placenta, so I haven't really felt too many hard kicks or seen much movement in my belly, but I definitely feel her on the inside, and she will do some flips and cartwheels, and she's been active, very active. And then of course, you know, just watching my body go through the motions, and like, I'm literally just sitting here eating, breathing, sleeping, and my body is growing an actual human. Like, that's amazing to me. I'm in awe, I guess.
Yes. So, like, as you see, I keep like putting my head down, so I have to write stuff down because I'm like, I want to say it, but I want you to speak. But if I don't say it, I'm going to forget. But how many weeks were you when you felt her kick for the first time?
Honestly, I thought I was feeling her at like 15 weeks. Of course, Google tells me that probably not, because first time moms, it takes longer. If you have an anterior placenta, it's longer. But I'm pretty sure 15 weeks is when I felt like flutters. And I describe them not necessarily as flutters, but more as like pulses, because it felt like a beat versus a butterfly. So 15 weeks, and then really feeling her at 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's been in there, kicking on my bladder.
So just a funny story about baby kicks. So with my son, I was still working. I was a hostess at a restaurant, and I was pregnant, and you really couldn't tell I was pregnant, but I guess he was kicking. And I was like, I thought I was like overworked and like dehydrated and like moving too much. And I was like, I need to go home. And they were like, are you okay? I was like, I don't know what's wrong. So I made an appointment. They were like, come in. And I told my mom, I was like, mom, you gotta meet me there. So she met me there, and they were like, I think that's just your baby kicking. And I was like, okay. So I felt so embarrassed. So my manager was like, do you think you're gonna be able to come back to work? I'm like, no, they told me to lay down. They gave me some medicine. I was so embarrassed, but now I know the difference.
Right. I mean, it's definitely an odd feeling. Yeah. But it's a wonderful feeling. It's odd, but it's like, this is great. Like, yeah. I know you're in there, baby.
Yeah. And then my husband, he would feel jealous, and he would like lay his head. I'm like, all right, like, I got him on me, I got you on me. Like, can I get a moment to myself?
Right. Back up. That's so funny. Every time my husband puts his hand on my stomach when she's kicking, and when I think he can feel, she stops. Mm-hmm. As soon as it's gone, she's back kicking. I'm like, seriously? Come on. I try to record her. I've had a couple, you know, I don't know if you want to call them like pokes, if you will. Nothing. Yeah. She knows. And she won't even show her face in the ultrasound, so I have no idea what she looks like.
Oh, that's none. That's also like, the sucky thing about being pregnant, I just thought it was a pandemic. And then, like I said, my son was born in Germany. So at the last couple of weeks, the German daughter, every time I went, I had an ultrasound. So I thought it was normal. Then I had my daughter in Washington State, and I guess I really didn't pay attention to it, but I didn't have that many ultrasounds. And then with my son, I think I've seen him like 3 times. And I'm like, am I supposed to get ultrasound? They're like, no. And I was like in the mom group. And they're like, if you request it, then you have to like pay for it through your insurance. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this baby gonna come out. And I don't even know what he
is. That my baby?
He came out looking like an alien. I'm like, honey, we're not posting your picture right now. I'm like, wait a little bit. Thank God he grew into it. But he came out looking like an alien at first. And I'm like, do not lie and say he looks cute. Like, don't say he looks like me. I'm like, because he doesn't. I'm like, if I would have known this what he looked like on the ultrasound, I'm like, stop being stingy so I can prepare myself for this.
Right. That's interesting, because that was one of the things I thought I was going to get an ultrasound every visit. And they told me, oh, your insurance usually only covers 2. And I was like, 2? Are you kidding me? I want to see my baby every time.
Yes.
And it's definitely, well, because of my high risk situation here now, they are giving me an ultrasound now every 4 weeks until I deliver.
Okay.
So I kind of got my wish, but she still won't show her face. 4 ultrasounds and no face.
I think the one thing about doctor's appointment I hated was being there and they just did the heartbeat and checked my stomach. And it was like, all right, we'll see you. And I'm like, I drove all the way out here, wasting my gas. even though I'm gonna get something to eat, but I could have did
right.
this on the
phone. Right, like that's it.
Like send me home with a Doppler and a ruler. I'll do it myself.
Right, I can do that. I'll just send you the notes.
So speaking of doctors, how do you feel about your doctor? This probably won't be the same doctor that delivers her, will it?
No, so actually the practice that I go to is an all-woman practice, which I really like. I wanted a woman doctor. So the doctor I saw initially, I actually have not seen her since the beginning. I guess their idea is for us to see at least every doctor once, or the midwives, so that when we go to deliver, we're going to be familiar with whoever comes in there at the time. But everyone I've met has been amazing. And the midwife is really who I'm closest to, because she's the one who runs my centering group. Mm-hmm. And she's so down to earth. It's like, I want her at my side all the time. Like, come with me. You're my best friend now.
So my next question would have been, if there's anything you could change about your doctor's visit, what would it be?
That would just be the ultrasound, which I want an ultrasound every time, but at this point I am getting that. The other thing would be, I would like to have a practice that is closer, because I do drive an hour to it, but there's not, where I live is kind of like the country, so there's really not much around. I don't have many options, and I wanted to go to the well-known office. I felt more comfortable there, so you know. That's probably the other thing, but everything else has been pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Being a first-time mom, do you feel like you're missing out on anything due to the pandemic?
I would say yes and no. Yes, because I double think going places or doing certain things because the virus is still out there. I have chosen not to get vaccinated at this time because I feel like there's not enough out there to let us know what's going to happen to the baby in the future. Do I plan on getting vaccinated? Of course. However, right now is with me already being high risk, I don't want to put any other risk in there. Uh-huh. So that's kind of why I would say yes, but no at the same time, because I'm a first time mom. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing. So I would say I've pretty much been doing everything else that's normal. I mean, we are starting to open up and go back to normal. So there's that. And I do plan on having a baby shower, an in-person baby shower. So hopefully that'll be a wonderful experience. We shall see.
So that is what you said is a very good answer, because me and B Will, we both are vaccinated, but like you said, you're a new mom, and you gave plenty of good reasons why you don't want the vaccine, because like you said, they have not really tested on pregnant women, and you being a new mom and high risk and everything, all of those are good reasons. And of course, I know since you're friends with B Will's and we are internet friends, I know you're taking perfectly good care of yourself and your baby, so I applaud you for not risking anything with getting a COVID test. But being aware of that, you do want to get a vaccine when your baby is born. So have they said anything about if you have get COVID tested before you go into labor or anything like that?
To be honest, I don't think that's come up in conversation at all. I haven't asked, and it hasn't come up in our group yet, my centering group, but I do work with the hospital system, and I know things have changed as far as having visitors and what they expect. I do believe that it is required if you're going into the hospital for any procedure that you do get the COVID test at least 3 days prior. Okay. I don't know how that's going to change in September. I have no idea. So if that's the case, then so be it. But at least I know I can have a visitor in there, and that means all the world.
So, with my pregnancy, I was like in the middle of the pandemic. So I heard so many horror stories, like you have to get COVID tests and you can't get a room until your test comes back and things like that. So that was one of the things. And then so I didn't get my COVID test until after my epidural. And then at that point, even my nurse was like, she's been here this long. Does she really need it? And I'm like, yeah, do I need it?
After the epidural? I mean,
yes. But wanted before, after. I'm like, look, I'm already in pain. And this was my first time getting COVID tested, so I didn't know what to expect. My husband even recorded because he's gotten it plenty of time due to his job. But I'm like, this is not funny. Like, I'm already in pain.
Right.
So, and then I'm like, by the time I pushed him out, like, everybody would have been exposed at that point. So that part, they really need to figure that out, because I should have got COVID tested as soon as I got in there. So.
Yeah, definitely. I imagine that the COVID test has come a long way. I don't know, when did you gave birth? In December? Because they've changed it to where you have the rapid test now. So
yeah. Mm. I think I got to my room and they were like, oh, you were negative. I'm like, man. You need to tell the nurses that was just
right. Tell everybody else, please.
I'm like, I know, I've been in my bubble.
Right.
To yourself. Well, hold on a second. B-Wills, do you have any questions? Do you have, even though you are a new mom and you're kind of like a rookie into the game, but you're 27 weeks, so you're a mom now. do you have any advice for anyone that just found out they're pregnant or like not as far along as you? Do you have any advice for them?
The best advice that I can give is to join a group, or like I joined a Facebook group for moms due at the same time or in the same month that I'm due. And it has gotten me through the beginning up until now. And furthermore, as far as, you know, what they're going through, it makes me feel better because I'm going through it. Things that they, you know, think about that I never thought about, you know, as far as getting a registry together, seeing how they're preparing for baby, you know, pregnancy hacks, like anything and everything you can discuss in these groups. And it's like, just women pregnant, and we're all going through the same thing. I mean, just the other day, you know, I posted in there, I'm having nightmares. Is anybody else having nightmares? And like a whole feed happened, and it was just like, I'm not alone. Thank God. You know, it's so comforting and very helpful.
Yeah. So what you said, the join a mom's group, I like the fact that you join a mom's group that people are due like around the same time as you. I apparently went on like a rant and just joined every mom group, and I hated it because it was people like, oh, I gave birth, and here I am like 13 weeks. I'm like, oh my goodness. And it was like, oh, I'm about to go in and get induced. And I'm like, okay, I'm like 15 weeks, like, come on, like December, come on. So
next time.
In the past, if I knew this, I would definitely join a mom group with people do around the same time as me, just to kind of be like, okay, I'm feeling this. Are you feeling this? I do remember the nightmares. It was more vivid dreams. And my husband, he would be looking at me like, get yourself together, because that was not true. I was like, do you know this lady named Tanya? Because in my dream, Tanya was at her job. And he'd be like, no, I don't know no girl named Tanya.
Right. I'm like, well, she's a dream.
Like, are you sure? I was like, that must mean she's about to be at your job. So
yes.
Those week of dreams will take you on a roller coaster, and don't let them take over. You're already forgetting things, so don't let those dreams take over. So, do you have your hospital bag and diaper bag packed?
No, ma'am, I don't even own a diaper bag.
Oh, baby shower coming up.
Yes.
Have you bought anything for baby girl?
I've bought actually a couple things. I have actually received a lot of hand-me-down gifts from the locals, but it's really my husband's like in-law people, his brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Those people, they just had babies, so they passed down a lot of things, thank God, because I don't know what I'm doing. The only thing I say is, please send me the directions. And I have no directions for anything. So we just gonna wing it, you know? We're gonna wing it.
Yeah, I did see your post when you were like, you don't mind getting hand-me-downs and stuff. And I applaud you on that, because as when you have a baby, you know, like, they grow out of stuff so fast. Mm-hmm. So it's no need to, like, going out and buy like 20 newborn onesies, because in like 2-3 weeks, my son's doctor, they're gonna outgrow all that. So I love the fact that you had no problem with hand-me-down, because that's what washer and dryers are for.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it on the line, throw it outside, and like, honey, keep it moving. It's no need to keep buying new stuff. It's no need to give and target your money unless they want to sponsor us. You can email us at melonmompodcast@gmail.com, Target. So, there's that. So when I saw that, I was like, look at you, Whitney. I was like, if you had a boy, honey, you would get boxes and boxes of stuff, because I have a bag of boy clothes that need to go somewhere.
Listen, hold that thought for a year. I'll be coming back. Circle back.
That box again. For you. So we want to just say thank you, Whitney, and congratulations on the new baby and for being a newlywed. I'm so excited. I love when people have babies, and I love when people get married. I want to see pictures. I don't know if I've seen any pictures of your wedding, but I definitely will be snooping on Facebook, and hopefully I don't go down the rabbit hole that I told Brianna about. So hopefully I don't run into any of your uncles or your husband's brothers. Well, let me not say brothers, because I'm married. Any of your husband's sisters, cousins, nieces, Facebook page.
Hey, it is all good. It is all good. We still plan on actually having a huge ceremony, so we'll have at least a flower girl in our wedding now.
Yeah, we need to have a wedding ourselves, but that's a whole nother story. But
I've been waiting 10 years. I never got to wear that bridesmaid dress.
You were at the bachelorette party ish.
Oh, let's not talk about it. Oh my god. That was two words for you: lemon drop shot.
And so a shot in the butt.
Good lord.
But I don't know.
Baby girl had to go to work the next day. Sorry.
So last thing, I don't know if you are telling anyone, but do you already have a name picked out for baby girl?
I do. So yeah. We decided for all of our kids that we're going to choose E&W for Eric and Whitney. So we're all going to be EWs. And the only W name that we could agree on was Winter. So her name will be Winter, and her middle name is going to be Reese, which we derived that from Teresa in honor of my mom. So Winter Reese is going to be baby girl.
That's beautiful. How are you spelling Winter?
Just like the season. We're not getting crazy over here.
Whitney, did you know that Callie's middle name was Winter?
Is it?
Yes, but we went crazy.
Did you do it with a Y?
Yes, we did it with a Y. So as you see, all of my kids starts with a C because of my husband. So I'm the odd one out. But yes, she is Callie Constance Winter.
See, it's so pretty and so fitting. Now, one of my friends was like, you should do W-H-Y. I was like, wait a minute now. Listen, we gonna keep it real simple, because I'm not trying to struggle over here.
Yes, because people are already going to mess up her name as it is, because people be calling my daughter Kaylee, Kelly. I'm like, it's just like the state, California, right. Kelly.
Oh my God, A.A. Ron.
So, I love that name, Winter. Winter.
It's very pretty.
The best part about giving a child a name is when they get older and they get in trouble, you can say that whole name and they get not intimidated, but just like, oh, what did I do? So when I had four names, she really like, oh my goodness.
I cannot wait for the moment I get to be old mom and just like put my foot down and just say it out loud, and she's gonna be like, oh, I'm in trouble. Yes, ma'am, you are. Yes, ma'am.
And the beautiful thing, like, you're honoring your mom as a middle name, I'm honoring my aunt with Constance, And I'm like, I don't know if I should have gave you Thompson, because my aunt is probably like, you gave the wrong child. Oh. My name, like, she, my aunt was so calm. She was an angel. And here she's sliding down the steps and putting on tutus with crowns and heels and stuff. So my aunt is like, probably going just like this.
That's the perfect name for her. Maybe she'll grow into it.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully. I'm counting down the days. Like, when does that start? Mm-hmm. But once again, congratulations to you and to your husband. And thank you for being our first new mom on our podcast. And it was amazing interviewing you. And it was amazing seeing you face to face and not on the internet.
Yes, it has been great. Thank you all for having me. I really appreciate it, breaking me out of my little shell.
And of course, with you having your baby girl in September, we'll give you a couple of months to sleep, because we definitely will have to bring you back on here to for you to give us your birthing.
Oh girl, I'm ready. I am ready. I can't wait.
Take notes just so you don't forget.
Oh yeah, you're right. Let me go ahead and put this in my calendar.
Is that all?
Yes, I just want to say I love you, friend. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm so excited about little baby Presley. You're gonna knock it out of the park.
Yes.
Yeah, and baby. I will come and babysit. I'll set up my tent in the backyard.
Ain't no need for a tent. Get your little RV. Come on down.
Yeah.
And go from house to house.
My Winnebago. I'm really gonna do it. It's a nomad life for me. I gotta quit this job. Thank you.
Pick up all three kids. Well, all four at that time would be four. Her one, my three.
Yo, okay, yeah.
Y'all can go cross country, give us a break.
Yeah, I'll give you $20. Make it work.
Figure it out.
We're gonna get some oodles and noodles. And
20 per head is the going rate.
I'll cash at you.
All right, thank you so much.
Do I need to do an intro for this?
Yeah, you got one. You want me to do it?
Yes, go ahead and do the intro.
So we're going to, go around and say one high and one low for the month? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So I got to do an intro. Oh man, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. Welcome to our newest segment, Highs and Lows, where we'll go around the room. I don't know. Let's just do it. I'll record the intro later.
No, keep it. We're just going to go around the room and just kind of, I guess this is our venting little session that we're going to have. And just do a highs and lows of how our month has gone. I really want to do the week, but it's only Thursday. And I probably forgot what happened at the beginning of the week. Mom brain. Thank you, Whitney. So we're going to include Whitney in this just to go ahead and pick her brain once again. And maybe she just needs to vent a little bit. So we're going to just go around the room and do a little bit of highs and lows of June 2021. And I guess, am I going first? Or maybe Wills is looking to the air. Okay, I guess lows. It's been a... my husband's truck has been in the shop for like ever, since like April, and I'm trying to hold myself back from calling corporate on the mechanics. But highs, he should be getting it back tomorrow. But highs, my niece is here for the summer, and my kids have been loving her. I've been loving her because I can at least get like a 30-minute nap in. And with summertime, we have family that can visit since we're on the East Coast. So we've had family a couple weeks ago, and hopefully soon my parents will be coming in, and hopefully we can get some vacation time in. So that's Mama Mia's highs and lows of June. Whitney?
All right. Let's see. We'll start with the lows today. Work has been super busy. I don't know if everybody is falling down the steps or just hurting their backs, picking up heavy chairs for no reason, but there's so many people and they all want to be seen yesterday at my job for physical therapy. And it's like, ma'am, calm down. I'm doing the best I can. We are short staffed. That's the low. That's what I've been dealing with. Hi. Let's see. Well, the beginning of the month started off awesome because I had my follow-up ultrasound. And although baby girl hid behind her hands and flipped over, I got to see her. And she's growing and she looks like an actual baby, not a weird little alien. So that was the high of the month.
So
Lowe's, I will also piggyback on the work thing. You know, probably there are 2 weeks there this month where anxiety was super high. Just, I was on a deadline for some things that looks like I'm going to meet the deadline by the end of the month, which is really great. But a lot of pressure at work that I had to manage. I'm the only single one this episode. So I will say that I did have a really cute brunch date earlier this month. That was fun. But that's all I'll say about that. I'll catch y'all on the flip side.